Impromptunes acknowledges that this podcast is recorded on the traditional lands of the Boonwurrung peoples of the Kulin Nation. We pay our respects to elders past, present, and emerging, and celebrate their enduring connections to country, knowledge, and stories.
Impromptunes, 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 impromptunes.
Do you hear the people improvising?
Improvising!
Good people of the world, thanks for tuning in to Impromptunes, the completely improvised musical podcast. Now here they are, the cast of Impromptunes.
Hello, 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 hello. Welcome to Impromptunes. We are getting all kinds of improvised dancers here in the podcast studio because we're just so gosh darn hyped to bring you these songs. It is drastically and quickly gone towards twerking, which, you know, isn't that
the only way.
It's the only way. I'm your MC for this evening. My name is Zoe Harlan. Woo! And I'm going to go round clockwise to introduce you to everyone, just because if you like to be spatially aware whilst you're listening to things in an audio format. To my left.
I was struggling to figure out what direction clockwise is horizontally. Like, do you find that? Like, because
oh, like,
we're on land. I had to like pretend I was flying on the ceiling looking down at the room to figure out if it was going to be me.
Forget flat earth. It's all about flat clock.
And then I was like, is that normal?
Have I introduced you yet? I can't even remember now. We've just gone straight into flat clock.
No.
This is Alexia Brindley.
Hello. I realised I have an issue with perspective.
And continuing up to the 12, according to my 6, we have Jackson Uthar.
Woo-woo-woo.
That's me.
That's you. Give us your best cuckoo clock sound.
No, that's very good. I was quite impressed.
That's like,
I heard
really
springs
good
in that. Like,
yeah, thank very you nice. And going around to approximately like 2-ish, we have the amazing musical stylings of David Peake. What about your best clock chime on the piano? Oh, yeah.
Oh,
okay.
That's suspenseful.
I
suspenseful
like that
in a happy way. Like, oh, I'm waiting for Santa.
Yeah.
It's
giving or me the Hickory Dickory vibes.
And maybe we are waiting to hear who is on the tech desk. Surprise, it's Emerson Brophy. Making us all sound good and nice and smooth for your ear holes this evening. Welcome, everyone.
Thank
how are
you
all going? We can move away from clocks or we can stay on clocks.
Rock out with your clock
out.
I'm ready.
Okay. Well, because I had a little question that I wanted to ask, because when we were all getting ready, we've got some new players to Impromptunes, which is super fun. So I was learning some last names and it got me thinking about names. Mm. Now, I don't know, maybe I'm outing myself. I don't know whether y'all did this when you were growing up. Did you ever have a name that you wish was yours? To the point where, like, you told people to call you that name, or you even, like, tried to convince, like, full disclosure.
Yeah, it sounds like you've got a story here.
I went 5 days in primary school trying to get everyone to call me Pocahontas.
Wow.
No.
That would not fly these
that
days.
That would not fly.
Wow.
That would not fly.
But Zoe's such a lovely name.
It is. Well, yeah, no, I like it.
Yeah, I used to like Lucinda. And then also when Harry Potter came out, what was the name of the, Fleur Delacour. Mm. I used to just be like, I am Fleur Delacour. But I was also, homeschooled. So it was also just me giving myself names. But I also used to pretend my name was hyphenated as Alexia May, which is my middle name is May. And to this day, like even my casting network's profile says Alexia May, and like so a lot of people on auditions call me that, and I'm like, childhood dreams.
I love that. What about you? Oh, and also, what about you, Jackson? It's your first show.
Debut.
And also, your last name's super cool. Like,
yes,
Ether.
Yeah,
that's like a good stage name.
Surely you never wanted a different name.
No, true. I always loved it. It was when I was in school, a stand-up class clowns competition where it's like kids doing stand-up, and the guy who was hosting it did not believe that it wasn't a stage name.
Oh.
I was like, I'll show you my birth certificate.
Yeah.
It's not real. But what makes me think about a name that I actively did try to, I didn't try to make it my name, but there was a girl who I was friends with in high school, and at the end of year 12, you know how you get like your jerseys?
Mm.
And we could pick whatever we wanted, within reason, on the back of those jerseys.
Mm.
And I really wanted to have like a fun buddy. Like, I remember, like, kids in the year above us, like, two people got Tweedledee and Tweedledum, and, like, I wanted to have a cute, funny thing.
Yeah.
and I couldn't think of anything.
No friends. Me neither. And I just, homeschool.
And I really wanted to like impress her. Like I really wanted to like, she was like my friend and I wanted like her. Mm. So she pitched that we be Sunny and Cher.
Oh.
Back. And also like, right. I was, what, 18? Like, I don't really know who these people were. Like that's a little, I was a youth.
Yeah.
I was a youth and a they youth. Kind of, they had their moment.
No, we're revealing our age. Yeah. I'm still 18. What are you talking about?
But then when we kind of like had a bit of a falling out, and so then I just had Sunny on the back of the thing. And so I told people that that was short for Jackson.
Sunny,
like
Jack.
Sunny, Sun. Like Jack's son. Sunny. Like instead of Jack for short, oh. Sun, Sunny.
Oh, yeah, wow. That
didn't work.
Still reaching.
I tried it. I really tried it.
You didn't go for your disposition?
You didn't go for like Grace, like Sunny.
So, but it was like Sunny with an O, like Sunny, like Sunny Jim.
Yeah, I think Sunny and Grace is, but that he's just a random character.
Yeah.
Also decades and decades ago.
Oh my God, you just opened up memory. This same girl in question had a Grease-themed birthday party once.
Oh my God.
Was it Alexia Prinsley?
Have you guys reconciliated?
No, but you know what? Her name was Alexia.
What?
No, are you serious?
Alexia Chimarides, if you're out there.
Ah! Wait, wait, have you reconciled with Alexia the first?
No, I've never touched base with her ever before. Ever since we graduated high school.
Well, Alexia, if you're tuning into this, do you hope to be friends again maybe one day?
I'd love to. Alexia Chimarides, reach out. I miss you. I love you.
This is
it's been
sweet.
Over a decade.
And now watch as I pull the title she's given us.
Wouldn't that be cool?
What is it called these days? The Pot of
the
Gold?
Pot of Gold.
Oh, it's changed names. Pot of Gold.
Like
is it like a KFC bucket? Like, what is it exactly?
It's a golden pot.
I've been told by some Impromptunes members that we are not meant to talk about
the naming of the yeah, there's the been pot. Some controversy around the naming of the bucket. Someone called it Smelly Bum Bum and everyone hated it.
Oh my God, really?
No.
I know that flight of fancy. I am now going to delve into the Pot of Gold to discover what our title
is. I just hope Alexia the First is listening. I like
this. I hope
this.
So too.
I'm so excited that we remembered her.
Oh my gosh, all right. And our musical improvised podcast for this evening is going to be The Chili Chronicles, Where is the Spice?
Wow. Is that like one full title or
it
a subtitle?
Is. It's Josie Lane?
Josie Lane. She's guested on the podcast like 1,000 years ago and she's
amazing.
A very good singer.
Oh. On Facebook, it's Chili Chronicles, colon? Is that the little dot?
Yeah.
The little organ? Little dot?
Yeah.
No, kidding.
The little organ?
The little
colon.
Organ.
Yeah, that's a colon.
The little organ that could. Chili Chronicles, colon. Where is the spice?
Where is the spice?
Where is it?
Not in my food. I can't take spice. Question mark. How are we feeling? Are we ready to get some spicy?
Feeling spicy.
Get spicy up in here.
Feeling spicy.
Well, we're feeling spicy. We hope it's not too dicey. For the first, last, and only time, introducing Chili Chronicles, Where is the Spice? The musical!
There was a time when this world was bland, a time when your flavor palette didn't quite understand. I'm going to take you back to BC. That's right, my friends, the time before chili. The dawn before the spice. The dawn where food's not quite right.
The dawn.
The dawn before the spice. A time on the palate of the tongue where things weren't right.
I don't have anything nice to eat. All that's out there is this animal meat. I wish this food would taste good. Oh, I'm in such a bad mood.
I've been chewing on this thing for hours. All it tastes like is just plain flour. I wish I had a flavor in my mouth, something that would make me travel south.
The dawn before the spice. The time where food's not quite right.
The dawn before the spice.
right.
I don't want to eat this grass. It tastes like ass.
I don't want to eat this rice. It's not quite right. It's not quite nice.
I don't want to chew this bread. It makes me wish I was dead.
I'm pretty sure anything would beat this measly piece of wheat.
The door before the spice. The time when food's not quite right.
The door before the spice.
The time when food.
The time when food's not right.
Feral Jasonamine.
Yes, Booley.
Thank you for calling me by my formal name, Feral Jasonamine. It is I, Booley, your head chef.
Booley, have you brought me another disappointing meal on this day?
Oh, Feral Jasonamine, I do hate to disappoint you. I have done my best with the dry fields we have, with the weak trees of fruit we have.
Oh, but oh. Booley, after all my father's money and his father's money before that we've poured into this field, into the crops, into the communities, so that they could be inspired to create things, and nothing, nothing but this gray drivel you serve me again, Booley.
I'm sorry, Pharaoh Jasonamine. I have plain rice with simply a few leaves.
Oh, is it at least from a delicious tree?
Not even the leaf of a delicious tree, Pharaoh. Oh. Everything has dried up. We don't have the seeds or the resources.
Booley.
I'm sorry, Pharaoh.
Oh, Booley, what's the point of even continuing in our civilization? Look at these statues of all the pharaohs before, and gosh, I feel like I just want to tear it all down. What's the point?
And those facial expressions on those statues, I could swear they look much more tastefully satisfied than us.
Look at my great-great-grandfather.
Ah, yes, Jason.
Jason, look at the smile of satisfaction on his face.
The twinkle in his stony eyes.
What secrets did they have?
We may never know. They could be buried inside the pyramids.
By Booley! You're a genius, of course. All of my ancestors are buried right here under my pointy house.
Oh, Jason, I mean, we cannot go inside the pointy house. It is but a tomb to Jason and Onamine.
His wife, both of whom I'm named for.
It would be dishonoring their spirits and their bodies to go in there.
I hear what you're saying, Booley, but also consider this. As Pharaoh, I make the rules.
You do make the rule, Pharaoh, but consider this. As head chef, I don't want you to do something really bad and bring a curse upon all of the lands of Egypt.
Well, of course not, Booley. That's why I'm sending you down to do it.
Pharaoh!
Booley!
Pharaoh!
Booley!
Pharaoh!
Booley!
Samuel, hi. Oh, sorry. I'll go.
Sorry, that is the sous chef, Samuel.
Oh, good. So you'll have a friend with you.
Yes, I... Well, do I have to take Sam? Okay. They ask a lot of questions. Continual questions about Earth and philosophical things, you know.
Why do we make triangle houses?
Sam!
Sorry, I'll go.
Booley?
Yes, Pharaoh?
If I am not eating a delicious meal with complex flavors and textures, by the time the sun sets beyond the desert dunes.
By the time the sundial hits due west.
That's exactly it.
Oh.
That I'm tearing down this civilization and we're calling it quits.
What?
That's right.
That's so dramatic, Pharaoh.
I feel very strongly about the lack of flavor I've had. It's killing me inside.
Oh, fine. I'll do it. But I don't want to. I'm scared of the dark, Pharaoh. I'm scared of the dark.
Oh, Booley, don't you think the people are scared of the darkness of the end of civilization?
That's a little bit worse.
D-
Don't you think that I am scared at the darkness of the end of my bloodline?
Also pretty bad.
Bully, consider how you could change the course of time. All you need to find ingredients and taste this food, it will be fine.
Can I say no to being a hero? I'm too scared of the dark. Can I say no,
no, no,
to being a hero? I'm too scared of the dark.
Why do you think that you're scared of the dark? Do you know? Sorry, I'll go.
I'll go to the center of the tiny pointy house. I'll find something quite yum. Into the pointy house, not the isosceles. I'll go into the equilibrium.
A hero.
I'm too scared of the dark. I can't say no,
no,
to be
a hero.
I'm too scared of the dark. But nobody, nobody in all of the land has said no.
Probably go.
Do I have to?
Ah, Perth Fringe. We sold out opening weekend, won a weekly best comedy award. I want to go back.
Emma, but what are you talking about? We've got two more seasons coming up.
Oh, yeah, we got comedy festivals. That starts March 28th in Melbourne.
Yep, and for the first time ever, we're performing at...
Drumroll, please.
Acme!
Yeah.
Fed Square.
That's going to be so cool. Oh, wait, you mentioned the second season.
Uh-huh, our debut season in Brisbane.
Oh, yes. So, listeners, I'm not from Brisbane. I don't even know anyone who lives there. But if you live there, or if you know someone who does, or you've ever been to Brisbane, spread the word and get people along to Brisbane Comedy Festival, which is in May. Two shows only.
Mm-hmm. So we better get to work.
What a natural exchange of dialogue this has been.
Indubitably. Yes.
All right. Just myself and a flashlight made of firebugs. Here, look, shush, buggy wuggies. All right, here we go, climbing through the tiny, tiny... Oh, wow. Gosh, they just filled a pig's bladder with fire bugs, and that's what we use for torchlight. Ooh, wow, it is quite dark in here, but at least I have my fire bugs, right? At least the pointy houses aren't too big. My light. Hello? Is anyone home? Tomb? Jason? Ornamine? Are you in here? Those rumors of the dead people being able to talk to? No? Okay, that's silly. Let's just look for some sort of a little spicy snack.
Well, hello.
Oh, hello. I can't see you, but hello, all my other senses are heightened. I can hear you very well.
Oh my god, I'm so sorry. I forget that, like, you have eyes and stuff that still need, like, senses. Okay, hold on. Magic the oogity boogity poof.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Hello.
Hi. So you're here for the club?
What?
Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. The Club of Death. Just down the corridor to the left.
I can see right through you.
I know, right? I've been on a diet.
What? Yeah, I was meaning literally. That's... Oh, you're in the afterworld. Well, okay. Can I come to the club?
Yeah, absolutely. You're dead, right?
Yes. So dead. I died hard. I died so hard.
Am I so hard?
Yeah, it smashed my face on the side of a pyramid, actually.
Oh my god, me too!
Oh really? Oh, yeah, they slant!
Yeah. Was it the isosceles one or the acute one?
It was the acute one, yeah.
Not so cute,
not so cute. You know, you think they're straight up like a wall and then they, yeah,
you
tip forward.
You do. What was your name?
My name is, Bulio. Bulio.
Bulio.
Bulio. A Bulio.
Well, look, you're not
on my list. Oh, that's my nickname. You might know me as Onia.
Onia! Oh my god, yeah. All right, yep. Down the hall, on the left, and then if you need the bathrooms, it's into the second pyramid.
Wow, dead people pee?
Well, kind of. We just go there to, like, gossip and talk about stuff.
Okay, yeah, that's not much different to the life world then. Okay, well, heading on through.
Go have fun. Oh, and go have one of the spiced mojitos. They're amazing.
Ooh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Woo!
Welcome, everyone, to the Death Dance Floor. I'm your DJ this evening, the God of Death. Give it up. Give us an ooh yeah!
Ooh yeah!
Give us an oh wow!
Oh wow!
Make sure to try all of the spicy mojitos we've got this evening, because here in the afterlife we are gonna spice things up!
Ooh, this is pretty cool down here. Yeah, the party's going off. This is pretty cool, my dear. I'll just pretend to be dead and cough. Feeling pretty great as I'm in this kind of mosh pit. Thinking this is kind of the life. Thinking this is lit.
I don't feel like a very big dummy anymore, because this mummy's gonna take to the dance floor. As long as all the alcohol, it keeps on flowing. With the pepper and the paprika, the cumin keeps me coming.
It's a murder on the dance floor, and all you gotta do is die. It's a murder on the dance floor, and nobody asks why. It's a murder on the dance floor, and all you gotta do is die. It's a murder on the dance floor, and nobody asks why.
Ever since I died and went into the afterlife,
afterlife,
every bit of food and drink I have, oh, changed my life.
Changed my life.
Every little spicy sip I have of this right here, I'm glad I went and died. Everybody cheer!
It's a murder on the dance floor. All you gotta do is die. It's a murder on the dance floor. Nobody asks why. All you gotta do is die. It's a murder on the dance floor. Nobody asks why.
And bonjour, may I serve this little spicy hors d'oeuvre? I couldn't make it above, but below, oh, you will love.
Oh, and maybe you'll get a shiver when you eat this spicy liver. That's right, this food, it slays. Down here we've taken all the pate.
It's a murder on the dance floor. All you gotta do is die. It's a murder on the dance floor, and nobody asks why. It's a murder on the dance floor. All you gotta do is die. My set, everyone! Peace on the dance floor! God of Death will be back in, like, whenever I want!
Yeah.
Everyone enjoy the spice of life! Or afterlife. Peace out! Hey,
God of Death, I loved your set. It was amazing. It was incredible. I'm Onia.
Yeah.
Onia, yeah.
Thanks, bro. Yeah,
haven't been
nice
here for a while.
Nice to meet you.
It's good to be inside the pointy house of death.
Yeah, but you're not dead.
I am.
I'm sorry.
Dead.
Do you know who you're talking to right now?
The God of Death.
Yeah, I'm the God of Death. Oh, yes. Did you get past Sally again?
Yes, on the outside. Yes, yeah. She took my name off the list. Okay, look, I'm
I'm not dead. I'm sure you can see right through me.
I can't, that's the point.
Not in the same way as I can see through
yeah,
you, but look. All you have to do is die. Nobody asks why was one of the main tracks on that dance floor. And I just want to ask why. I want to know the
spice. Oh, you're saying a lot of words. You need to loosen up. Oi, Jeeves. Hey.
Yes?
Yeah, can I get a spicy mojito for my friend over here?
Coming right up, my dark lord.
Extra spice, bro.
Here you are. I've conjured it from the other side.
Have a drink. We might be dead, but this spice is real.
Okay, well... Is it going to be okay if I drink it? Like, I don't want to necessarily die. I think this
no,
being...
No, you want to...
Okay.
It's just like, it's like a nice cool drink that we get to have and we have a good time. Just like, just have this.
And you'll never feel the same again.
Jeeves, stop weedering her out, okay?
Okay, well...
Have a sip, go on.
Here goes then, just a little one, huh? Yeah. Lips to the cool rim.
Yeah, there's just some salt on the rim.
I can smell it before I can even taste it.
That's
I can
chilly.
Feel it before I can even see it, and I can taste it before I can love it.
Guys, run home!
What did I say?
What is this feeling so sudden and new?
No, good. Yeah. So I think that one. Was that the mojito, or did you go for, like, the margarita, or did you mix it up with, like, a Bloody Mary?
I put one little shot from every cocktail behind the bar.
Incredible.
I have never had this burning sensation in my throat.
Yeah, that's the chili.
It's a chemical called capsaicin reacting to the pain receptors in your mouth, activating your saliva glands, enhancing the flavor of the drink.
Oh, Jeeves, you weren't so good.
My mouth is watering like it never has before. The saliva glands, well, they've got my jaw on the floor. Everything inside this drink, it's made with such precision. I gotta say, this drink is something that'll cause a bit of division. What is this spice called? Capsicum.
Yes, it is called capsaicin, but it comes in capsicums.
So you say, what is this spice called?
Capricorn? No.
No, that's the star sign of my aunt. It's called capsaicin, hun.
Wow. Nice. Everything about this drink, it makes me want to dance. I need to take this drink to the living world. I've got to get there with the fast cadence.
Whoa, bro, you need to slow down. You're not taking this spice out of town. I gave you a drink to loosen up, but you're not about to steal from the god of death a cup.
Ooh, what is this spice called?
Is it called Capri?
No, that's the pants that we stopped wearing last fall.
Right.
What is this spice called?
Is it called catapult?
No, that's just what we use to throw the suckers out. It's called capsaicin.
And we are gonna throw you out if you try and steal our spice of life.
Well, maybe I'll just keep on asking questions about life. That's one thing I learned from Sam, and now it's turning to my destruction plan. Tell me, friends, what is the spice called?
Is it called Capalapalapalapa?
No, that's Capri. Nothing. Capsaicin.
Is it called Capulet?
No, that's running Juliet's last door. Name.
Is it called a...
Down the cold cap?
No, that is something that you buy from the dodgy guy in the corner.
Wait, Jeeves, where'd they go?
Why is she standing... What?
Oh, no.
Oh, no.
If they get any of the cap...
Capsaicin.
Thank you.
I've said it 7 times already.
You know that last time they got it, they kept it up there and they grew all that. We've been having to kill the crops forever in order to bring it back down here. You can't let her get away. Jeeves!
I will summon the hordes of the underworld to stop the spice escaping to the upland.
You know what happened last time? The single time a pharaoh got one sip of that spice, we never had it here ever again.
And the afterlife, the underworld, it has to be the spiciest place in existence.
It does. Call upon the god of Raj.
Come on out, Susan.
Bring forth
north, the god is Salthida! Go and find the spice. You want me to ask one question? It is not gonna be nice. Here's the one question, and I won't ask thrice.
Where is the spice?
Oh, Pharaoh! Pharaoh!
Bully! Oh, Bully!
Pharaoh!
Oh, Bully! Oh, I was already planning your funeral. Thank goodness, Bully!
Pharaoh Jasonamine, I just got out in time. I fear that the gods have been summoned. We don't have much time, but you simply must take a sip.
What is this?
What is this strange beverage down there in the underworld? It's a huge, crazy, spicy party with some pretty good music. Oh, they're coming! You must sip it. You must taste what we've been missing out on.
Oh my gods.
I know. And now let me sip it and let our saliva just spill out our mouths into the soil.
I'm dribbling more down myself, Bully, and I love every minute of it. Oh, Bully, yes, you may have saved our civilization, but I would like to first circle back to the thing you said about the gods uprising or something.
Well, yes, if you look over at the pyramid that I went into.
My pointy house, no!
Yes, it's glowing red.
Oh, it's exploding from the inside!
James, come on, bro, you're so slow!
I'm sorry, I haven't walked in a long time.
Oh, James, we're too late. Oh, God, damn it.
You there, God?
It's a god of death.
God of death?
Yeah, bro, what's up?
I, Jasonamine, Pharaoh of this land, do humbly bow to your mighty power, and thank you greatly for the gift of spice you've bestowed upon the people. Why, how would you feel if every year on this day, before the sun sets beyond the dunes, we worship you, God of Death, and dance to your spiciness?
I mean, that does sound pretty cool.
Yes, God of Death, you did just want things to be more spicy down there, but perhaps we could help with that, like...
Yes, if the spice spreads all across the land, then why, people will know and worship you, and then they'll be dying to get down where the spice had come from to begin with.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Okay, yeah, all right. Okay, so tell me what this worshipping would look like. Because things are pretty spicy with our spice, and if you're going to take it from us, things are going to be pretty spicy.
Okay. Hello. We can start with statues.
More statues.
We already have some statues, obviously.
But we've only got the two.
And dances and songs.
I was thinking of a once a year possession. You could take my body.
I like that.
Yes.
Okay. Ooh, possession, and then I get to kind of like taste the spice up here as well.
Yes, it's better with the air. You've got to admit. As a head chef, I know that that spice I've just been introduced to tastes much better, percolated and aerated with the oxygen outside of a tomb.
Yes,
really? Hang on, okay, give me a sip.
Here we go.
Holy balls, that's so good.
I know,
right?
Holy balls, I know.
Oh my God.
I only ever tried it one time, but I can already tell it's better.
Yes.
That's so much better up here.
Well, shall the underworld and the overworld unite?
Well, I really did want to send a plague and just kill everyone.
Well, how about instead we send a plague of dancing until we kill everyone with kindness?
Yes.
And we'll be dead tired from the worship.
Those were a lot of words that I don't understand, but you were smiling when you said them.
Oh, I would also like to take the tops off the pointy houses so a beam of light can shine in them so I don't have that darkness anymore.
Yeah, all right, that sounds great.
Head chef, Pharaoh, dear
Asgard, let's shake on it.
We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, everyone uprise and cheer. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, for one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, everyone uprise and cheer.
I guess I'll take a trip, if it means getting a bit more worship. I suppose it could be nice, as long as you are all living in the spice of life. What?
We've got a deal. We've got a deal.
Got a deal.
We've got a deal.
You 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 got a deal.
Everybody across the land, please join me in a dance that is big and grand. First, lift your right hand above your head, and then shake your butt and nod your head. And that's how you worship the god of death. And we're gonna do it until there's nothing left. So take your drink and throw it back. And we're gonna do this dance that's crazy and whack.
Got a deal. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, for one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, everybody uprise and cheer. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, for one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, everyone uprise and cheer.
But what about you, Bully?
I'm so excited with this new cuisine.
Do you think that it's not tasting too stark?
I think it's pretty good. I think it's brighter than the dark.
It's Samuel again, hey.
Oh, hey, Sam. Oh, wow, Sam. I really did thought you had died down there, wow.
No, I've actually been here the whole time.
Probably got a question for us, haven't you, Sam?
I do. And the question is, can you show me that dance move?
Absolutely. Everybody, one hand up! Shake those butts and nod those hands! Praise the god of death!
Woo! We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, for one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, for one day of the year. We've got a deal, our fates are sealed, everyone uprise and cheer.
Alrighty! Once
so
again. Let's come back to the land of the living.
Let's get in here. Hello, everybody. Oh, my gosh. We did it. We did a musical.
Wow. We sure did.
And that is the true story of how Spice came to be.
So please, everyone, if you have something spicy and you feel mad about how spicy it was, just be grateful to the god of death.
Yeah, the origin
still alive.
Capsicum.
Yeah, and if you really love spice in your life, make sure once a year to get down on the dance floor and worship the god of death.
The right way.
Because otherwise a plague will come and something. I don't know.
I think there's going to be floods.
The pain of spice makes you grateful that you're alive, you know?
It really does.
I mean, nothing's worse than like chili in your eyes was what I was thinking.
Oh, yeah.
Some sort of weird punishment.
Wash your hands. And good luck the next morning.
Yeah, deep heat, that'll get you too. Yeah.
Ring of fire.
No, I mean, was there any character that we would love to like know more of or anyone's
Oh,
story?
I loved being the god of death's little assistant.
Yes.
He gave me what was the guy from The Nanny?
Yes, yeah, the butler.
Niles?
Yes,
Niles,
but like weird and demonic.
Yeah,
sure, he was like
loved
a floating demon.
Yes.
And Jeeves apparently makes the best cocktail ever.
Yes.
Sounds like a party to me.
I also quite liked Sam, just the once at the beginning and then the once at the end. I thought that was quite fun.
Absolutely.
Like a little bookend.
Asking questions.
Because at first I really thought that he was like a Lord of the Rings reference, where it's like somebody tasked with a big epic quest and then a sidekick Sam.
My brother was going to be the body double for Sam in the Lord of the Rings movies.
You say then, what happened?
Yeah, well, he did his final callback 6 months after, like, the last audition, and then he'd lost all his little puppy fat weight. He was, like, 14. It was a confusing time, and they were like, oh. Anyway, missed out.
Gosh.
I know. Missed out on those Lord of the Rings dreams.
Yeah, well, some dreams can become spicy in a bad way. And then you know what dream is a good spicy dream? The dream of subscribing to our Patreon.
That is the spiciest of goodest of dreams.
Absolutely.
Of spicy dreams.
And if that's a little too spicy for you, at least give us a follow on social media.
Yeah.
And if even that's a little too hot for you, maybe you could just pop down to the Alex Theatre in St Kilda and come and see us.
Support us throughout all the different festivals we're going to be doing too.
Yes, comedy festival. Mm.
And if you do, come along and have a boogie while you're dancing. Don't forget to worship the right God, because
we got a deal.
We got a deal.